The Gospel of John, the Gospel according to John, chapter number 1. So we stand to our feet in honor of God's Word. The Gospel according to John, chapter number 1. Begin reading with verse number 1. The Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Verse number 11, the Bible says, "He came into His own. His own received Him not. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of God, of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." I want you to know what the Bible says in verse number 1. The very last phrase says, "And the Word was God." And I want to preach on that thought this morning. And the Word was God. Let's pray together. Father, please have Your way. I pray, Lord, for the Spirit, the power of the Spirit of God to rest upon me. Lord, I pray that I'd be in complete obedience unto Thee this morning as I stand to preach. I pray, Lord, that the power of the Word of God would reach the hearts and lives of everyone in this place. We thank You for the wonderful grace of God. Lord, we thank You for how happy we are to be with Thee. Lord, now as we come to this point, Lord, I want to surrender everything I have and am to You. Please use me somehow, some way. Use me. And Lord, may we hear from heaven today. We pray these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. We find in the Bible, in the New Testament, first four books are four Gospels. Gospel according to Matthew, according to Mark, according to Luke, and according to John. And we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is presented to us in each of these in a different way. In the book of Matthew, it's the kingdom gospel, if you will, and it presents Emmanuel, which is God in the midst of the Jews. It tells of the prophecy that the Bible teaches us in the book of Isaiah. "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son. Thou shalt call his name Emmanuel." The book of Matthew presents the Lord Jesus that way. And if you look and read the book of Mark, as you study it, you find that the Lord Jesus is shown to us as the servant, as a prophet. And so we begin to understand some wonderful things about the Lord Jesus as the prophet. In the book of Luke, we see Christ represented as the Son of Man. And all these books are so very important to understanding the life of Christ. When you study the Bible, you study it like that. You look and you say, how is the Lord being presented? And by the way, from Genesis to Revelation, it's all about Christ. It's all about who He is. It's all about what He has done. The Old Testament, we begin in Genesis chapter 3 and we find that Jesus is coming. Because the Lord told Satan there in the garden that He was going to send a Savior through the seed of a woman. And we understand this. And all throughout is Christ. We come to the New Testament and we see Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we see Matthew, we see how he's presented in Mark, how he's presented in Luke, how he's presented. But we come to the Gospel of John, which I think is one of the greatest books in all the Bible. It's all good. It's all wonderful. It's all magnificent. But when we see a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see Him in a great way, because in the Gospel of John, the Lord Jesus is presented as deity, God in the flesh. When we study the books of the Bible, it's good to find what the key verse is. And by the way, the key verse or verses is found in chapter number 20. And you can look with me or you can listen to me as I read this morning. But these are the key verses of the Gospel according to John. The Bible says in chapter 20, verse number 30, "And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name." The very purpose of the gospel according to John is so that you could have life through the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This gospel begins in a mighty way by declaring the mighty things about Jesus. And by the way, this gospel ends by declaring that the works that he did in this world, that this world is not big enough to contain all the writings of all that the Lord did. What a gospel. What a story. The Bible teaches us that in the beginning was the Word, capital W. And the Word was with God. And the Bible says, and the Word was God. Jesus is God. We must understand that. And I want us to take a look at this beginning of this mighty gospel that's penned by the disciple whom Jesus loved. And let's see what's declared about the Lord Jesus Christ. The Word was God. First of all, I want you to see the person of Christ. Notice what the Bible says. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. So when we look at this, John takes us back to before Genesis chapter 1, verse number 1. Because Genesis 1:1 says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. But here we find that in the beginning was the Word. So before the beginning, Jesus was. The Word was with God. Jesus was with God. And the Word was God. So Jesus was God, and Jesus is God. So when we look at this, we see that Jesus was in the beginning, Jesus was with God, and Jesus was God. And we need to take note of the deity of His person. He is God. This world doesn't like that fact. You ever see them interview the certain people today, and you'll hear them say, well, I want to thank God. They recognize that there is a God, but they don't recognize that Jesus is God. And I want you to know, any religion that does not have Jesus as God is a false religion. You see all these sports stars, and you know they always say, I want to thank God for what He's done for me. But which God are they talking about? You understand what I'm saying? I want you to know there's only one true God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, those three equal God. Dear friends, the Bible says in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and the Word was God. We see the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We see that He was 100% God. He was God that robed Himself in flesh. He was God that became man. But I want you to understand that He never ceased to be God. As He walked this world, He was sinless. As He walked this world, He did everything that God would do. He's God. We think about who He is. I think about His person. But then I see the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says in verse number 3, all things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life. And the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. I want you to understand what the Bible's teaching us here. The Bible says that the person of Christ is a powerful person. The Bible teaches us He is the Creator. Oh yes. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Bible goes on and says, the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by Him. By who? By the Word. By the Lord Jesus Christ. Christ did not begin when He came into this world through the womb of a virgin. Christ has always been, and He always shall be. He's God. And dear friends, He's powerful. This morning, we must understand that He created the heaven and the earth. It was He that was there in the beginning. The Bible says, by Him all things were made. Without Him was not anything made that was made, but in Him was life. Without Him there would be no life. Without Him there would be no existence. In Him is life. This is the very foundation of all that we believe. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which appear. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. The Bible says, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Verse number 5. If you're not willing to receive this light and believe on Him, then you're in darkness. And you'll continue to be in darkness. The Bible helps us to understand some things about the Lord Jesus Christ. There's power in Christ. He has the power to create, but I want you to know He has the power to redeem. He created man. In His own image, He created man. And man sinned against God. And God had to robe Himself in flesh and come into this world and take upon Himself the form of a servant, the form of a man. And Jesus Christ had to die on the cross of Calvary. So the Creator, the one that created this world, had to redeem His creation back to Him. Isn't that amazing? The Bible teaches us that in Him is life, and His life was the light of men. In Him is no darkness at all. The darkness, the Bible says, the light shineth in darkness. The darkness comprehended it not. So we must understand that if we're not willing to receive the light and believe on Him, that you're in darkness. If you're here today and you're trying to get to heaven through religion, you're not going to make it. If you're trying to get to heaven through good works, you're not going to make it. If you think you're going to heaven just because you walk through the doors of a church, you are not going to make it. If you think that you're going to heaven because you're good to others, you're not going to make it. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. The one that had the power to create is also the one that had the power to redeem. The Bible teaches us that in Him was life. In Him. Not in works, not in our own righteousness, not in our deeds, not in baptism, but in Him was life. Oh, we have to understand that. And if you've not received that light, the Bible helps us to understand that we're in darkness. And the Bible gives us some clarity on this. The Bible says, I want you to turn with me to the book of 2 Corinthians, if you will, chapter number 4, and see what the Bible has to say. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verse number 3, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the god of this world, small g, that's the devil, in whom the god of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. You know what the Bible's saying? That Satan wants to keep you lost. The devil wants to keep you in darkness. The devil wants to keep you away from the light. And the Bible says that the gospel is hid to them that are lost. And the god of this world hath blinded your minds. He doesn't want you to believe. But there's hope. The light of the glorious gospel. The light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. The one that in the beginning created the heaven and the earth, came into this world, suffered on the cross of Calvary, dear friends. He suffered, He bled, He died on the cross of Calvary. The Bible teaches us that is what the gospel is all about. The Bible says how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scripture. That is the gospel. And you may be walking in darkness today, but the light of the gospel is this, that for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. In other words, it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what you have, what you do not have. It does not matter if you have a big bank account or no bank account whatsoever. It doesn't matter that if you live in a home that you own or if you rent a home. It does not matter if you drive a fancy car or if you don't drive a very nice car. It does not matter. The Bible teaches us that the Lord Jesus Christ died for you. And the only way you can get to heaven is through Him. Coming to church today is not going to get you to heaven. But coming to Christ today will get you to heaven. I want you to see the power. He had the power to create. He had the power to redeem. He's a wonderful Savior, isn't he? He is a wonderful Savior. But the devil wants to keep you in darkness. The devil wants to keep you lost. The devil hates you and he hates me and he wants you to stay lost. But Jesus said, I died so that you can live. Oh, I love what the Bible says. John chapter 6, the Lord Jesus said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. No stipulations. No barriers. No racial creed. No financial ability or inability. It doesn't matter. Just him, the person that comes to me, I'll not turn away. I'm glad, aren't you? You know, I'm glad he didn't just die for a white man. I'm glad he didn't just die for Spanish folks. I'm glad he didn't die for people of different races and colors and different nationalities. I'm glad he didn't just die for one. I'm glad he didn't just die for the Jews. He died for all. And the gospel is, whosoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Isn't that wonderful? That's the power. That's the power in the fact that the Word was God. I want you to see the promise now. We've seen the person of Christ. We've seen the power. I want you to see the promise. Notice what the Bible says in verse number 11. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. There may be many that may not receive him. The Bible says he came unto his own received him not. But the Bible says in verse number 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. And I love this, even to them that believe on his name. I've never seen Jesus in the flesh. But just as sure as I'm standing here, I believe that the Lord Jesus Christ was God, robed in flesh, came into this world, walked upon this earth for some 33 and a half years, died on an old rugged cross, was buried in a borrowed tomb, rose again the third day, and by faith I trusted what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. As many as believe on his name, and today I'm believing on the name of Jesus. I'm not going to heaven any other way. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a preacher. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a member of this church. I'm going to heaven because I believe, put my faith in what Jesus Christ did on the cross of Calvary. I'm going to heaven because of that. There's power in that. There's a promise in that. I want you to think about it. The Bible says that we're born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but was born of God. I'm going to heaven because I have been born of God. Who was I talking to today? Miss Betty Monstioka. Well, I was talking about all the great people that were born in March. Great people. Yesterday was Brother Bill's birthday, right? Day before that was Miss Juanita's birthday, right? Today would have been your mother's birthday, right, Brother Bill? And I looked at Miss Betty. We're all standing there, you know? And then she wasn't born in March, but she was born again in March. And I said, that's a better birth than the first birth. Of course, you got to have the first birth before you can have the second birth. But she was born again in March. And I want you to understand, dear friends, that being saved is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you. The promise is that as many as receive him, to them gave he the power to. I'm telling you, I am a son of God today. Yeah, I'm an heir. And a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I'm royalty. And if you're saved, you're royalty. Oh yeah, it's a wonderful life. When I think about what I have, because I have life eternal. At the end of this life is heaven. The Lord Jesus. Street of gold, walls of jasper, gates of pearl, crystal river. No need of the sun, the moon, or the stars, for the Lamb is the light thereof. There's a tree there that provides fruit, yields its fruit every month. I'm going to be walking in the street of gold. Somebody says I'll be kicking up gold dust. I don't believe there's dust in heaven. I just don't. You know? I think there's a song that talks about the kicking up dust from the streets of gold. Well, I don't know. I think heaven's a perfect place. I hate dust, don't you? Dust, and I know my wife does, you know? Reminds me of the story I heard a little boy that time that came home from church. They had this conversation all the way home from church, and they said, "Mama, do we believe the Bible's true?" I said, "Yes, son, we believe the Bible's true." "Every word of it?" "Yes, son." "My teacher said we believe every word of it, Mom." "Yes, every word is true." They get home, and she says, "Now, son, you know, you promised you'd clean up your room yesterday. You didn't get your room cleaned up. You go up there and clean up your room. You got to get it cleaned up today." So he goes upstairs, and he comes running back down just, you know, 2 seconds later. You know how kids are. They go do something, and it takes them quite a while to get it done. Of course, some of us men are that way, too. But anyway, he comes running back down. "Mom, do we believe every word of the Bible?" "Yes, son, we do." She said, "Get upstairs and clean up your room." He goes back upstairs, comes running back down the steps, and he says, "Mom, I mean every single word, every jot, every tittle, do we believe it all just like the..." "Yes, you're just procrastinating. Get upstairs and clean up your room, or you're not going to live to see another day." He gets up there, and he comes running back downstairs. He says, "Mom!" She said, "What is it?" "We believe every word." "Yes, every word of the Bible." He said, "Mom, do we believe the Bible where it says, 'From dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return'?" She said, "Yes, we do." He said, "Mom, come upstairs. There's somebody under my bed. They're either coming or going." I'm telling you, we believe the Bible, don't we? I believe the promise of the Bible. But I want you to see the proof. Verse 14. The Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. We beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." He became man. This is the proof. The Word was God. He became man. I like what Oliver B. Green said. He said, "Flesh did not become the Word, but the Word became flesh." I saw that and I thought, "Woo, I like it." He became man without ceasing to be God. He became the God-man. He was 100% God, but He was 100% man. The Bible says we beheld His glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father. What a glorious truth. Miraculously born of a virgin with flesh as His mother had. But the blood that flowed through His veins were the spotless, sinless, royal, righteous, holy blood of Almighty God. The Bible says He was full of grace and truth. He brought grace and truth to this world. The Bible teaches us, "For by grace are you saved, through faith." Anyone can have Christ in your life. Anyone. Because it's not about your merits. It's about the work of Christ. And the way any of us are saved are by grace, through faith. You know that one you think is just too far gone? The grace of God can reach to where they are. Don't give up. Don't quit praying. Don't quit witnessing. Keep telling them Jesus loves you and He died for your sins. All you have to do is trust Him by grace through faith. And when you trust Christ by grace, through faith. The Bible says He's full of grace and truth. When you trust Him by grace, then the truth will become more clear in your life and it will guide you. The proof this morning is not only that the Word became flesh, but the proof is in the fact of the many lives that have been changed by this grace and truth. That's the proof. Where would you be were it not for Christ today? I wouldn't be standing here. I wouldn't be standing here proclaiming what I'm proclaiming and having the hope that I have. And when I look at this world and I see all that's going on and I think, boy, this world is going crazy. I remember I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. Look, where would you be? You'd be lost. You'd be on your way to hell. But the sad fact is, there's some of you here today that's without Christ. You're a sinner, just like we're all sinners. The only difference is, while I'm a sinner and you're a sinner, there was a day in my life where I trusted Christ and He forgave me my sins and promised me a home up in heaven. And the proof is the fact that I know that I'm on my way to heaven, not because I've deserved it, not because I've earned it, not because I've done some great deed, but because I've put my faith in what Jesus Christ did, the cross of Calvary. The Word was God. What wonderful words were penned by John about the Lord Jesus Christ. The facts that we've seen today will change your life if you're willing to believe. Not only people that are here that don't know Christ as Savior, but those of us that are saved, we need to put our faith in what the Bible says about who He is. Don't lose sight of it. You want to know why the world's in the shape that it's in? Christians have lost sight of who Jesus is. We know we're saved. We know we're on our way to heaven. But we've forgotten where He brought us from. We've forgotten what we deserve. And we've forgotten where we're headed. We need to be living as an ambassador for Christ. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed this morning. The Word was God. We see the person of Christ, the power of Christ, the promise of Christ, and the proof of Christ. Jesus changed my life, and He changed your life today if you know that heaven's going to be your home. And if that's you this morning, you say, "Preacher, I'm not saying I'm everything I ought to be, but I know one thing. I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior." Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I'm going to ask no one.